Hi. This week the question is this. Does the Bible teach sinners to accept Jesus as your personal Savior? Now, virtually all evangelical churches teach sinners that if they want to be saved and go to heaven, then they have to accept Jesus as their personal Savior. Now, what we're asking on Bible Talk this week is simply, is this true? Does the Bible teach sinners to accept Jesus as their personal Savior? First, let's begin by simply asking the question, what do evangelical churches mean when they teach sinners to accept Jesus as your personal Savior? Basically, what these churches mean when they make that statement is that sinners should believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and sinners should say a prayer and ask Jesus to save them from their sins. In other words, this is simply saying that you have to believe in Jesus and say a prayer. Now, does the Bible teach this? Well, let's see. I invite your attention to Acts chapter 2 in the New Testament. This is the day of Pentecost. 50 days before this, the Jewish leaders, with the approval of the Jewish public, put Jesus to death and crucified him on the cross of Calvary. On this day of Pentecost, 50 days after the crucifixion of Christ, the Apostle Peter rebuked the Jewish nation, the leaders and the laymen, of being guilty of the murder of Jesus Christ. Peter preached that they were guilty of murdering the Son of God. Now watch what happens in Acts 2, verse 37. When they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Here are the Jewish people asking what to do to be saved. What were they told? Were they told to accept Jesus as their personal Savior? Well, let's see. In Acts 2, verse 38, Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." You see, nothing about accepting Jesus as their Savior, nothing about just believe and you'll be saved, nothing about say the sinner's prayer, but there was something about repentance mentioned. Repentance means to change your ways. And there was also something about baptism in water for the forgiveness of sins. Notice, please, these people would not be forgiven of their sins until they were baptized in water. This also contradicts what evangelical churches teach, because they teach baptism is for people who have already been saved. Evangelical churches teach baptism is an, quote, outward sign, end quote, of already being saved. No. The Apostle Peter said baptism was for the remission of sins. Sinners could not be saved unless they were first baptized, and then the baptism must be for the right reason, for the forgiveness of sins. Well, let's look at another example in Acts chapter 9. There, in Acts chapter 9, is a man named Saul. He's from the city of Tarsus. He had been persecuting the Lord's church. On the way to arrest Christians in the city of Damascus, the Lord himself struck Saul down to the ground and appeared to him. Saul, as you can imagine, was terrified, and he asked, "Lord, who are you?" Jesus said, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting." Saul realized how wrong he had been in persecuting the church of Christ. In Acts chapter 9 and verse 6, he, trembling and astonished, said, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" And then the Lord said to him, "Arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." You'll notice that the Lord did not answer Saul's question. You'll also notice Saul was told to go into the city of Damascus and wait. Someone would be sent by the Lord with instructions on what Saul should do. The preacher was chosen by the Lord and then sent. And when the preacher arrived, what did the preacher tell Saul? Did he tell Saul to, quote, "accept Jesus as your personal Savior," end quote? Not at all. Listen to what the inspired preacher said in Acts 22, verse 16. "And now, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Here, Saul is told to do the very same thing the people on Pentecost were told to do. In order to have forgiveness of sins, Saul had to be baptized in water. You'll also notice that when a sinner is baptized in water, he is, by that action, calling on the name of the Lord, according to Acts 22, verse 16. Well, when evangelical churches teach then that sinners are to say the sinner's prayer, they are teaching something the Bible never taught. When evangelical churches teach sinners to, quote, accept Jesus as your personal Savior, end quote, they are teaching something the Bible never taught. In other words, evangelical churches are not helping anyone to become saved. All they are doing is convincing lost sinners that they are saved without actually being saved. How serious this really is. My friend, if you have never been baptized for the purpose of having the Lord's blood wash your sins away, Acts 22, verse 16, then you are not saved as revealed in the Bible. And we exhort you to consider this carefully because your eternal destiny could possibly be at stake. Well, thanks for listening to our message and considering it this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. And there, at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.